fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 11th day of January, year of our Lord, 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. If you want to volunteer, just send me an email. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day is to prepare yourself and your team spiritually and emotionally and physically to lose many of your friends and family. They will be gone over the next year or two, and that's exactly what's taking place. That's your prepper tip of the day. All right. We have patiently, and he is a very patient guy, by the way, patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Leon Green. We'll be talking about the events today and how incorporating doTERRA essential oils and related products into your daily lifestyle can help you have the fun, full, healthy, productive life we all want to have. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John. Thank you very much for the compliment. I appreciate being on here and making a difference with you weekly.
Well, we are. I just watched Dr. Yaden's most recent video again this morning. Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He's not pulling any punches at all, Leon. And his credentials will stand up against any credentials you want to line up in terms of his veracity, his education, his experience at the various highest, very highest levels of creating vaccines. And he just flat says it's a depopulation tool. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He's not mincing his words.
And that's awesome. Where did he talk about this? Because I've not heard about it, and just unless it came out over the weekend.
Well, this has been around for at least a week or two. It's on. It's the first video on my website in the COVID panels. You may have already seen it.
No, sir, I haven't seen it, but I did see the CEO Pfizer, Borla, say, you know, the first two were not effective, but you should take the next booster. And so it's like, and neither of them have, you know, address each other. I wish they pointed fingers or have a debate, because obviously,
that's not
going to
happen. That's not.
I know
happen.
It's not going to happen, but and then the whole thing is Wellington. Did you see what she said? Oh yeah, it was the prospect of sick people with comorbidities and dying. You know, that's a great prospect for us. And apparently, she got blasted over the media.
And who said this again?
Rochelle Walensky, the director of CDC. She was on the Morning America.
Gotcha. my correspondent, Elizabeth, in New York, she's a research assistant. She came across a list of 70 members of the Pfizer Investment Board, which I'm not sure what that is. Apparently, there is an investment board. 70 members of that board that are members of the Chinese Communist Party. Which kind of fits, doesn't it, sir?
Absolutely. And from what I understand, that Fauci has to gain up to $8 billion worth of all of his stock options and private interest in all of these companies, AstraZeneca. And if you look at the majority, I don't even watch TV anymore, but Pfizer is, you know, sponsoring all these shows and sponsored by Pfizer. And it's almost like that take you see in which they have everything scripted, all the work, all the verbiage by the announcers and TV prompters and TV anchors and news anchors are all saying, you know, and this is a severe threat to our democracy. And, you know, it shows people throughout America, and it's the same way with Pfizer. They're pretty much sponsoring all the shows that are, and if 75% of all the advertising revenue comes from Pfizer and all the drug companies, it begs the question, are you getting any unbiased and fair reporting by anyone across the board? And we should also verify that none of these other companies, even alt media, gets money from it, you know, through side channels. So I agree with you in the Chinese impact of, you know, how they can sway and also persuade people financially to say, look the other way. We'll just keep giving you money like a bunch of prostitutes.
It is truly, truly amazing what's going on. Well, Leon, there's in the town near me, Steelville, Missouri. You've been through Steelville, a town of 1,600 people. There's two funeral homes and two flower shops. I was talking recently to the owner of one of the two flower shops, and she says, John, this past year, 2021, I've never had so many funerals ever. And I told her, I said, just wait and see what happens this year, 2022.
Wow.
And we talked for a few minutes, and the owner of one of the funeral homes I know fairly well. He's a former coroner of Crawford County. He just retired after about 30 years of being the county coroner. And I know the man who replaced him too. But I'll be talking to him and about the number of funerals in 2019, 2020, and 2021. I know there's been a dramatic increase. I mentioned to the flower shop owner yesterday, I said there's a board on the front of the funeral home here where they list the names and the funerals coming up in the next few days. And I said, last week I saw three listed on there. I said, in this 18 years I've been driving past this funeral home, I've rarely seen that. She said, yeah, it's becoming more common. And she's just busy. Leon, we got our first call here. We got Don in Arizona. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. Guy Leon there said that he'd like to see a debate. I just was watching a video with Ron Paul. He said that on his last show. He just wants to see a debate. Robert Bobby Kennedy Jr. versus Fauci.
Yeah.
That would be a good, that would, you know, they could sell that on HBO and make $1 trillion probably, right? J.R. Moore is the moderator probably.
Well, I would volunteer for that, but that's not going to happen, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, he doesn't even like to show up in Congress.
I don't know what's going to happen, but they are starting to change their tune, that's for sure. I don't know. I mean, they just say the opposite. Each one of these persons takes every possible position on every issue. It's like Fauci, you know. Master good, master bad, this, that, and the other thing. And that's what the guy originally said, the guy that invented, Kerry Mullis, invented the PCR test. And he said in an interview a long time ago, he said that Fauci will look straight in the camera and lie. And that's his. That's exactly what he does. He nobody can lie like that except him to that extent. So anyway, I'll let you go. Thanks.
Okay, Don. Thanks for the call. The call number is 512-248-8252.
Can I bring up the issue last?
You know, please. We had a lot of. Please. Go ahead, Lance.
We normally do the Raleigh meetup once a month, and you've been doing it for years. And we had a hiccup last month, and I really want to apologize to everybody. We're definitely going to work on communication because you know I found out about it an hour and a half before it actually occurred, but the weather was bad, and so if something of that nature occurs, you know, obviously if we're in a preparedness, we have to have functional vehicles that can deal with cold and ice, whether you have four-wheel drive or studded tires or whatever. But, you know, since I'm closer and I'm on a major highway, I don't want anybody to be exposed to, you know, the vagaries. You know, in Colorado, when you get 2 feet, they start to have consternation. We had an inch and a half and people had issues here. And so I don't know about the infrastructure yet. But I know the cold here has infected me personally because, you know, pipes are frozen. They didn't burst, thank you, Lord. But, you know, being without water for 5 or 7 days has had an impact. So I just want to apologize to the people who were expecting to go and you're supposed to connect and swap, you know, shared ordered items and vinegar and things of that nature. And that dropped and somebody flew in from Vegas to meet you, John, and other people came in from Springfield and down south. So, you know, I apologize, and we all apologize to you about how we dropped the ball, and we want to work on that as well. So thank you.
Well, and I apologize as well. The meetups have changed just in the last few months. We're now drawing more people from more widespread areas. For quite a few years, it had become just a small social group of maybe six guys and gals that would show up and we'd have dinner and talk about different events. But beginning this past fall, especially after Leon, I think Leon may be the big attraction, quite frankly, it's changed. And we're now having a bigger draw from a bigger area. And as a consequence, we need to be more diligent in if there is going to be a postponement or cancellation to make sure the word gets out more quickly and better. And we will do that. And so I also apologize to the people who drove up for a meeting that didn't take place, and we will do our best to make sure it does not happen again.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Well, moving on from there, Leon, it's difficult to wrap your brain around something such as the fact, and is a fact, that we are at war when hardly anybody knows it. That's where we are. World War III is being waged right now, primarily against the Western nations, not much against Africa, not much against South America, primarily the Western nations of Europe and North America. I'm not sure what's going on in Mexico, quite frankly, in terms of COVID clot shots, but that's my reality. And I would guess that maybe, I say 3% or less of Americans really understand that World War III is being waged. That's 3% is probably pretty optimistic. What do you think, sir?
I think you're correct. I don't know if you know what's happening in Kazakhstan, but that place is imploding. They're blaming it on rising fuel prices. No, they're really going into lockdown mode, and the corruption's bad in the country. But, you know, apparently Russia's flown in people to counter it, and they said people, you know, the protesters have been eliminated. And they said liquidated. Those were the two words. But they've had an internet blackout. And have you seen some of the explosions on that? I mean, these are almost like a Moab bomb. I mean, how massive they are. I mean, I watched some of the videos, and there were some Americans that were in high rises, and it seemed to be about a kilometer or two away. These explosions were over 2,000 to 3,000 feet in concussive and in fireworks. And so it was just incredible. I don't know if you know what's happening in Kazakhstan, but
well, you know, I'm just getting bits and pieces, and that's been pretty much cut off now for about 4 or 5 days. Any information coming out of that was any consequence. It's been referred to as a color revolution. Quite frankly, I'm not sure who the players are or what their objectives are. I heard initially that there was the riots were over the COVID vaccine mandates. I'm not sure how much truth there is of that. It may be a while before we get some truth out of there, Leon. What do you think?
Yes, sir. And when you say the major players, I bet if we uncover all the rocks, you'll see Soros is involved, because he seems to be the king of all color revolutions in the last 10, 15 years, because he's toppled governments and collapsed currencies, and he's made billions in the process. So I bet he's involved. And we haven't heard about him recently. I mean, he was really out at the beginning of the pandemic or the plandemic, and then both him and Fauci and Bill Gates. But those two, Gates and Soros, seem to have crawled back under their rocks. Or they've been blasted so much by media that they were like, okay, I don't want to deal with it anymore. But those two, I almost guarantee you, Soros is involved with Kazakhstan. I don't know about Gates, but, you know, it's just, that's his M.O. He just seems to be involved in a nation worldwide, for that matter.
Yes. Yeah, well, Alexander Soros, that's George Soros' son, is running the day-to-day business of taking over the world on behalf of the Chinese. I'm not sure what the connection is between Soros and the Chinese. They seem to be sharing some common goals, is my observation. But I'm not aware of what the connections, if any, are. Are you, Leon?
No, sir. Other than the Freemason mentality of, you know, being able to control. I mean, and I even saw a video just recently, somebody sent it to me. It showed Macron, the French president, with Trump and his wife. And I don't know if you saw it, but they were playing the one of the anthems, and he held his hands up, and he was in between the two Trumps with his wife on the far left, as you look at it, as a watcher, as a spectator. And he held up the devil's handshaker. You know, he had the horned fingers, you know, which is different from the, you know, I love you with the deaf. And so he had that up, and he held the hands up all together. And I showed it to friends of mine that were from Springfield, who are French, you know, who are deep French roots. And they looked at it, and they're like, this is incredible, because they've seen their country collapse, and they just hate that, man. And I've been to France many times, and I think it's one of the most beautiful countries in Europe. But their politics stink. I just hate that about it. That's one thing I cannot stand about France. But other than that, it's phenomenal. I went to the Louvre. I've enjoyed the wine and cheese, but their politics are just in the toilet.
Right, right. And I understand Americans aren't treated too kindly in France. Is that somewhat accurate, too?
That is absolutely true, especially in Paris. I mean, when I went skiing, I was there for 4 months in Les Trois Vallées, the Three Valleys, which is the world's largest ski area. And I had a girlfriend there. She was French, and she lived there. And so, you know, she said, you know, when you go to Paris, they don't like anybody who's not from the city. And so everybody's a hick. If you're French and you're not from the city, they can hear by your accent. They don't like, and then in Paris, you have to pay the tip in advance. It's like the cruises. You pay for cruise, you know, for the quality, you pay for service regardless if it's good or bad. And so they don't really care. They bring their Galois cigarettes and they smoke there and in the restaurants, and they treat you like, you know, you're a second-class citizen, American or not, and then they treat everyone else who are French like people from West Virginia. They're just like they're considered, they look down on everybody.
Well, it's equal opportunity, ill treatment, sounds
yes,
like.
Sir.
Well, I don't want to dwell on that any longer. And we have a break. When we get back from break, we're going to talk about the Otero oils for 3 or 4 minutes. Stay tuned.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there on my forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by doTERRA Essential Oils. And we are back. Now we're back. And I think we're back. Okay. This hour is sponsored by doTERRA Essential Oils. I am a doTERRA dealer. You go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Under products, you'll find the doTERRA link. And I use the doTERRA oils every day for different purposes. I use them to do my laundry. I use them for skincare. Various things around the house, insect control. There's lots of things to use the oils for that really aren't that obvious to most people, are there, Leon?
Absolutely. You know, one thing that still blows me away, people that I've known for, 4 years, I hear them out shopping, they can't find Tums and antacid. And I said, you know that digestion and peppermint are highly effective for all things digestive, like diarrhea and constipation. And I think because people have had, 20, 30, 40 years of drug buying, that, they forget about the multiplicity of uses of the oils. So peppermint is great for hot flashes for women and menopause and headaches and breathing and mental focus and fevers. But, you know, they either dismiss it or they don't understand that gravity of when they don't have the drugs in the next 6 months to the next 4 years, period, because they've all shut down because of the supply chain, they're going to start scrambling because they're like, oh, what do I take? You know, I still have a stomachache and I'm eating all this long-term stored food. What am I going to take? And so I think a lot of these people, and a friend of mine, Army guy from Arizona, you know, he talks about all the things that he has. And I'm like, you know that this can help you with that. And he's like, I didn't know that. And so one thing we always talk about is getting the book, Modern Essentials, because John and I will not be available when the lights go out, whether it's EMP or power collapse. And so you won't be able to call us. And so other than what you have as a reference, just like this is they consider it the Essential Oil Bible. It tells you all of the uses, both from recipes to, and not recipes, that's not even a snippet of the book, but it's mainly about all the human conditions and even animals. I mean, if you have livestock and they're dealing with parasites, you can use these oils for a multitude of issues. And think about it. If oils and herbs and tinctures were not effective, humans would have died from all the diseases that are naturally occurring. And
absolutely.
We're not talking... Exactly. So when I talk to people and they tell me about these, and I hear them shopping, and it's like, yeah, we can't find antacid. I'm like, you know, it costs 3 cents for a drop of peppermint out of the bottle. And you're buying antacid or Tums for $3 to $10, depending on where and why, what you're buying. And so, to me, it blows me away that these people are that ignorant that they do not see that they have it right in their hands, that they don't use it, but they're still stuck on drugs. It just blows me away. But I guess it's just like people sleep on TV.
It's habit, and it's easy. Well, here's how I get started with the oils, like Leanne and I do. Go to my website, go to the doTERRA section, and go shopping. You want to buy the largest kit that you can afford without going into debt. That's what I did to get started. Get yourself two different editions of the same book. Simple two-word title, Modern Essentials. You're going to want the 5th edition and the 13th edition. You may say, well, John, why would I get two copies of the same book? Well, here's why. The 5th edition says things that the 13th edition is prohibited from saying because of the Food and Death Administration does not allow certain things to be said about the oils anymore, even though they're true. Last but not least, you may need some private coaching. You want to get started as quickly as possible to address whatever issue needs to be addressed. We'll just give Leon a call, and he'll not only help you with that, but in addition, if you would like to start a home-based business, he'll help you with that also. What's that telephone number, Leon?
It is 303-495-2188 Mountain Time.
That's right, 303-495-2188 Mountain Time. If Leon doesn't pick up because he's out working on preparing his garden for springtime planting, he'll get back with you as soon as he can. And for the time being, and this we don't know how long that'll last, but for the foreseeable future, doTERRA has everything in stock, ready for immediate shipment. The internet works, the telephones work, credit cards work, UPS, Postal Service, FedEx, everybody is functioning. That could change in a heartbeat. We saw that happen the morning of September 11, 2001, where this country changed in a matter of minutes, didn't it, Leon?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, even Mike Adams talked about that. He's talking about a false flag that, you know, he's anticipating. And did you see that Washington State, they have its bill. It's WAC 261.
We talked about that yesterday quite a bit on my show with Sam Andrews. Yes, this is very draconian. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back now. So that's the Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps. Fine group of young men and women in St. Charles County, Missouri. They wear the authentic 1804 U.S. Army uniforms. They play the music of the 1804 Army. And their CDs are for sale at my website to help raise money to pay for instruments, uniforms, travel, and so forth. Okay, my website is thelibertyman.com. Here's the list of Energy Cleaner recipients going out today. We got Joseph in Apache Junction, Arizona. Dale in Jamestown, Missouri. Linda gets 2 energy cleaners and 2 mattress pads in Whitehall, Michigan. And Rick in Alamo, Nevada. And that's the ones going out today. We're just about all the backorders are caught up. I think there may be 4 left, and I'll be taking care of those as soon as I get more energy cleaners, which will be in later this week. And, of course, at my website at thelibertyman.com, you'll find some interesting parcels of real estate for sale here in Crawford County. We're going to expand that to be some additional counties also, but right now, just some local ones. And, of course, energy cleaners, as I mentioned before. If you want to get your life back, you've been putting off doing things you love, go for a walk in the park, go dancing with your honey, ride a bicycle because of arthritis pain, you need an energy cleaner. You want to get the best night's sleep you've had in years? You also need an energy cleaner. Details at my website. You can place your order there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. And I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day to take your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, that I personally box up and ship from the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri. That number is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Buzzing with Leon Green, we're talking about the events today and how incorporating doTERRA oils in your life can make a big difference. And we're talking a small difference. It can make a big difference, can it, Leon?
It definitely can make a difference because of the fact that, you know, people have medical issues every day, whether they get the sniffles, whether they, you know, like you say, you use it for laundry and pets. And I talked to a guy, and he was astounded. This is the same Army guy. He said, "You mean you can get MRSA out of the hospital?" I said, "Yes. It used to be hospital-acquired MRSA for the vast majority of it. But now, because of the lack of hand washing and also the how invasive MRSA is, you know, it can get as bad as and it can actually survive on shopping cart handles and, you know, for a specific amount of time. And so when people don't realize how much transmission occurs just by touching, that's why the CDC says that ad infinitum for the last, you know, for decades, wash your hands, because everything you touch, everybody else touches. And if you've ever been to a toilet and you've seen somebody zip in and zip out, and male or female, and you're like, you didn't just take off, did you? And so, you know, it's pretty nasty, and that's why you see all the trash by the door, because people don't want to touch the doorknob either. And so all those bugs, whether it's fecal matter, E. coli, salmonella, are transferred. The cold virus and everything else, rhinovirus and coronavirus, can be transferred. And so these oils, and doTERRA even has an on-guard spraying or spritzing mister that you can have that doesn't have the alcohol or even worse yet, the triclosan or the any bacterial chemicals in there that are actually hormone inhibitors. And those are causing, you know, the little boys to have boobs at 11 years old. And so those things are highly disruptive and growing, and also causes girls to go into menstruation as young as 8 years old. So these chemicals that are man-made have drastic impact on children's, you know, and human, I mean, and adults. So, you know, these oils can be used across the board. Waking up, going to sleep, I use it to rid myself of spiders in this house I'm at that has lots of brown recluse. In the first 4 days I was here, I killed four in the sink alone. And so, you know, if you think that it doesn't have an impact on you, these things can be very effective. Menthol is hated by spiders, arachnids. And so you put it in the diffuser, you just let it run. And so if you're also dealing with mold and mold abatement, you can put one called Melaleuca, which is also tea tree oil, and lemon, and on guard, and eliminate the smell of nasty cigarettes, and also of mold in the house. And so there's so many benefits from using the oils on a regular basis that, you know, we could be on the phone for days and days and days and still not cover, you know, 90% of all the applications.
Absolutely. Well, once you get the book, or two editions of the same book, you'll have the knowledge you need to solve many of life's little issues that come up, which is just part of living life. Issues come up that need to be dealt with. And I hope people will do this. It's a healthy, economical way to deal with life's little issues, whatever they might be. Well, let's get back to the events of the day, Leon. We're going to see the collapse of some countries, the invasion of some others. I did a show with Doug Hagman. I do pretty much every Monday, and I talked about how the Chinese want America with no Americans. That's their goal. That's their stated goal. It's not a secret. The speech of the Chinese Minister of Defense was not meant to be released publicly, so it's no longer a secret. In fact, it wasn't even meant for the Chinese people to hear. Just the top military people in China were supposed to hear this speech. But our CIA got a hold of it. They do some things right, believe it or not, and they translated it, and we have it. We have the speech where he clearly states that their goal is to colonize the United States with no Americans. So how are they going to kill off all these Americans? Well, they're in the process of doing it right now. We're going to see a massive kill-off, which is already taking place. It won't be blamed on COVID. It won't be blamed on COVID vaccinations. It'll be blamed on heart attacks and organ failure and strokes and blood clots, all these things that are caused by the vaccinations. And I don't know at what point people will wake up. Surely word's going to start getting around. You know, there's an awful lot of funerals we're seeing here. You know, there's I've observed in the local newspaper, it takes two pages of obituaries where it never took more than one, maybe occasional one or two, spill over to the second page. But now I'm seeing two full pages in every edition. The local newspapers publish one day a week. Every edition, I'm seeing two full pages of obituaries. I've never seen, in the 18 years I've been here, I've never seen that before. And this is happening nationwide. It's not restricted to my hometown, where I'm living here, near Steelville, Missouri. It's nationwide, the dramatic increase in funerals. So people need to wake up and smell the coffee and prepare themselves to lose a lot of friends and relatives, don't they, sir?
Yes, sir. And you talk about being divisive. I mean, you know, I have relatives and siblings that are, you know, they seem to be drunk on the media, because one of them's a nurse, or was a telenurse, and she, you know, she keeps trying to impress upon my mother, our mother, to take the shot, the clot shot, and I almost want to slam her because of the fact it's like, okay, if you want to do that to your family, and your husband, both is a doctor of pharmacology, that's your choice. Don't kill my mom because of your stupidity, period. And I don't care if she is my sister. If you are completely ignorant and you don't listen to the other nurses and doctors there,
hello, Leon. We lost Leon. Well, Leon needs to be reconnected. I got a note from Jeff Nyquist. Hey. He's back, Leon?
Yeah, I'm back. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, we lost you there for about 10 or 15 seconds.
I just said, you know, it was divisive, and that it made me so mad that my sister, my younger sister, 9 years younger, thinks that she's now CDC and NIH, and she thinks that she can tell my mother, our mother, to take the clot shot. And I just want to slam her and just say, look, if you want to do that to your body, that's your choice. I don't lose my mother because you're ignorant. And so this is going to be very much, I mean, even Fauci said, you know, verify if your relatives have taken a shot, or don't invite them for the holidays and for other social events. Remember,
that's right.
They did that for Thanksgiving last year and this year, and they tried, and they just rolled it up saying, oh, you may want to cancel Christmas this year. And it's all about going against the Christians, because what they don't want to do is they don't want to have the traditions, and they want these children to grow up with the idea of, oh, you know, we just talk on TV, and we don't get to hug, we don't get to see faces anymore. And I heard these imbeciles on TV talk about, Mike Adams talked about it, that this one company said, you have to wear a mask on, even when you're on a Zoom call in your own house alone, because the face, the visage of another person is so disarming to other people that they're just freaking out. So you're going to have to wear a mask on just to, because they can't handle faces now. It's like, these are just
Really?
Yes, sir.
This is so harmful. Well, it's bad. It's harmful to adults, but the harm we're causing these children. Let's list some of the things. First of all, a pre-adolescent brain, boy or girl, if you cut down the oxygen, you've permanently damaged the growth of that brain. It can't be fixed if you have that child wearing a mask, number one. Number two, a child learns socialization, learns communication by watching the face of other human beings. They can't learn that properly unless they see the full face of a human being. Number three, giving vaccinations to children is a criminal act, in my opinion. Anybody doing that should be charged with a crime, in my opinion, for whatever it's worth. These children, the ones that live, many will become sterile and unable to have children of their own in the future. As applies to men and women of childbearing age, no matter who they are or what their age, if they're childbearing age, you know, less than for women, you know, premenopausal women, and men up to whatever age that might be, they'll become sterilized and unable to have children. Leon, what we're doing will change our society for decades, and if the kill off is as bad as I believe it's going to be, it'll change our society for a century or more into the future. Now, this is a historical event we have nothing to compare with. Nothing in recorded history can compare this in terms of something caused by human beings as opposed to the Great Flood, which was not caused by human beings. It's hard to find words to describe the totality of the destruction to our country, our society. We will in fact make ourselves vulnerable to invasion by the Chinese. Chinese aren't doing this to themselves. The Chinese are pretty much immune from this. They're using prophylactics that work, using treatments that work. They're not giving themselves the clot shots. So their population is going to be mostly intact and prepared to land in our country and take over our country. That's what's coming. And people need to understand that. They need to prepare for it. And they need to do whatever they can to get ready, can't they, sir? Don't they, sir?
Yes, sir. And I mean, if you've been to the stores recently, you see how the supply chain continues to dwindle. I've got friends down in Florida send me pictures, and his son was looking at these shelves that were pretty much barren. And it gave me flashbacks of what happened, you know, 2 years ago, a year ago, actually 2 years ago, when we were running out of all sorts of food, and I was buying it as I was, you know, departing Colorado, and you know, I was stocking up, and they're like, well, why are you buying this stuff? It's like, you know, at the rate we're going with toilet paper and water and alcohol, rubbing alcohol, it won't matter. By the time I get there, the stuff may be gone. So I was, you know, even though I was driving across, I picked up, you know, 200 gallons of diesel as I was driving. Because even if there was a collapse, I would still be able to continue on my trip. But, you know, so many people think that, hey, you know, there will always be food on the shelves. And, you know, there's never been a bad weather event, Katrina, Super Sandy, you can go down the list. And so if you have extra food and extra stuff to help your family, you can also help your neighbors and people that you care and love for and people at your church. But if you just think that you can do the just-in-time delivery and use that philosophy that's been around since the 50s, and think you're going to survive what's coming down the pike, it's going to be a very short walk to the FEMA bus, because that's all the only choices you'll have. You'll be eating grass or FEMA food, because if you don't prepare now, you're going to be begging for other people who did prepare. And people want to help, but they can't help you forever because you dragged your bum and decided not to prepare. So it's incumbent upon yourself to actually take the initiative and do it. Whether you start a garden, you get seeds now, everything, you have to get started because you're running out of time.
Well, well said, Leon. Very well said. And if you got a question or comment, looks like Leon, Jeff Nyquist won't be with us the second hour. He may join us the third. He has an obligation he has to take care of. So it may be just you and I for the entire 3 hours. We'll see if you can stay with me. Preparedness has been my mantra for a long time. I did my first paid consultation for preparedness the summer of 1977. And I'm doing more consultations now than ever, helping people get the clarity, get the information, get the focus they need to achieve their goals. That's what a consultation is all about. And the details for that are at my website at thelibertyman.com. Leon, you're one of the most advanced and detailed and best prepared individuals I've ever met personally, quite frankly. The extent to which you're prepared is phenomenal. It took how many tons of material, including the weight of the trucks, did you think you moved when you came down here to Missouri?
I mean, if you talk to other people who moved the truck, they would say we were over by 9,000 pounds in one truck, and I think on the truck I was driving, it was 10,000 pounds overweight.
Sounds like 20 tons to me. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number and any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back. We have a caller here, Leon. We got Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, John. Leon, can you hear me?
We hear you fine. Go ahead, my dear.
Okay, it's been exposed that the CCP is funding Pfizer There's like 70 Chinese Communist Party individuals that are funding this whole thing. A lot of our newscasts and everything else, different shows, sporting events and whatnot, brought to you by Pfizer. I mean, they have so infiltrated us. Now, there was an individual, Sasha Latipova. She is part of the analysis that's up on howbad.info. They have been analyzing a lot of the data from VAERS and more. The other thing is there is now a CDC whistleblower that has come out and said that the numbers that are on VAERS are not the total numbers. Stu Peters and Dr. Jane Ruby were discussing this on the show yesterday. It's up on his internet site, which is Red Voice Media. If you do Stu Peters, Red Voice Media, it'll come up with all the information, all the different, everything cited, the sources, everything's verifiable. And currently here, the nursing home where my sister is, yeah, they went ahead and they had all their wonderful staff jabbed. Well, they now have outbreaks there on all units. I put a phone call into the administrator asking her to call me. I tried numerous times to try to give them information, of which they ignored. I told her that I expect a phone call back. Whether I'm going to get it or not, I don't know. But I did leave her this message. I said, if something happens to my sister, there will be legal recourse.
Your sister an employee or a resident?
She's a resident, John.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She has dementia and seizures, and I can tell you, it's not a good thing. These people, they just readily believe whatever the FDA and the CDC spoon feed them. Without question, they don't look at anything. I said, my God, I said to her in the voicemail, why are you people not looking at the data? I says, we entrust our loved ones' lives to you people. I mean, it's been all over the place. These people obviously don't care. They're either being paid off or told to shut
Elizabeth,
up. I don't
Elizabeth,
know.
I need to interrupt you politely. No, it has not been all over the place. 95%, 97% of the American public don't know what you and I know. They don't have access because they're not looking for what you and I know. So no, it's not all over the place. It's very, very well kept quiet from the general public. You want to hold over through the break here, my dear?
How long have we been talking about this, John?
Yes, but the general public doesn't know what we're talking about. They don't. We have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.